The first scripture today is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 and 22 through 31. Does not wisdom call? And does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master builder, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race." The second reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Here ends today's scripture.
This morning is Trinity Sunday, but a different character steps to the front of our biblical stage this week. As we heard Penny read from Proverbs, a character that no one seems to be able to explain exactly who or even what she is, except that she definitely is a she, sometimes called woman wisdom, lady wisdom, Sophia from the Greek, or as Eugene Peterson in his translation, The Message, calls her Madam Insight. Some scholars associate this mysterious figure with ancient echoes of goddess worship, as well as with the prologue in John's Gospel, the Word, which we associate with Jesus Christ, and also with the Advocate, or the Comforter, the Holy Spirit in the same gospel. Whatever, Lady Wisdom is there, and on this Trinity Sunday, it's appropriate to consider her and the way she is present and understood in the Old Testament scriptures. It's important, I think, first to engage her as a mysterious but still powerful Old Testament figure And then to think about how that relates to the other forms of the Trinity. How do we know God? And how do we experience God? We recall that the only scriptures that Jesus knew and the first church knew were those of the Hebrew Bible. And so the presence of Sophia, of Madam Insight, is significant. Most of us know what a proverb is. Most people know what a proverb is, even if they've never opened the Bible to the book by that name. However, it's probably a sign of our cultural biblical illiteracy that most people get the Proverbs in the Old Testament book confused with the Proverbs of Poor Richard's Almanac. Most people think that the proverb, God loves those who help themselves, is in the Bible. No, Benjamin Franklin wrote that one. There's a lot of wisdom in the Proverbs, but we frequently don't read it. And it begins the book with 9 chapters of poetry, setting the context. And the reading that Penny shared from this morning is part of that opening passage, that opening poem. There's a number of places in the Old Testament where we have wisdom literature. And they're quite different, because we have these proverbs in the book, and then we have the wisdom literature of Job. In Job, we have the questions and the mysteries of seeming injustice of life. In the book of Proverbs, we have these words about what it will take to live a good life. Reverence and awe are not easy to quantify or to simplify. But that's what the book of Proverbs is about. There's the repeated refrain in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the starting point for right living. Goes on and talks about being prudent and appropriate discipline of children and all kinds of things, but always grounded in the fear of the Lord for right living. For a long time, especially as a child and a youth, I didn't like that phrase because I didn't think we needed to fear God. But that's not what the author is talking about. It's not about a phrase that somehow is some kind of cowering anxiety before God. That's not what the fear of the Lord is about. It's rather about a deep reverence and awe before God. An awe and reverence. before the one who made us, before the Creator, before the one who is actually the source of all wisdom. So it's not about anxiety, but awe, respect, and honor. As I said, reverence and awe are not easy to quantify. So here we have Lady Wisdom, Sophia, who stands right in the midst of public places, at the crossroads, at the city gate, in the doorways, and are not some secluded place. This is not wisdom that's just for those who have some kind of a special relationship with God, for those who are somehow in the know, but right there in the midst of all. Again, Peterson in the Message translates this part of the text. She's taken her stand at First and Main, at the busiest intersection, right in the city square where the traffic is thickest. She shouts, "You, I'm talking to all of you, everyone here on the streets." And then this text reminds us that wisdom was present with God and even assisted God way back to creation itself, right from the beginning. Lady Wisdom was in on the elegant beauty and the rightness and purpose of everything that God made. And it implies that she not only understood how it all works, but she helped to bring it into existence. The deep awe and joy that Sophia describes in beholding creation in all of its grandeur is echoed in that other text that suggested for the day that we read together, the 8th Psalm. The psalmist ponders our place in creation. A little lower than God. And wonders at our use of creation and our power to destroy the earth and ourselves, as well as to create. That 8th Psalm is one of my favorite Psalter readings, but it challenges us. It reminds us that God is the Creator and that we have been entrusted. We have been entrusted to take care of the creation. And sometimes we have abused and misunderstood what it means to have dominion. And to think that it's our right and our purpose to have complete control over the earth and its resources. That is not the intention. Dominion means care. Care of the creation. The psalmist looks at the heavens and wonders. Wonders at the grandeur and wonders about our role. And how God, who created all, could care for you and me. We've looked at the heavens, the moon, and the stars that God has established. And then wonder how God cares for us. The fact that Lady Wisdom is part of the spirit of creation helps us to focus on what it means to be part of God's order and what it means for us to be caregivers of creation. We can also look at this text in another way. As a starting point, if you will, as an inspiration for a spiritual practice that is so frequently neglected in our world and one that I have to admit I too frequently neglect. And that is just the practice of paying attention to creation. Paying attention to what God has brought into being, to listening, to being observant. Several years ago now, I read a little book that I highly recommend if you haven't looked at it, by Barbara Brown Taylor, called An Altar in the World. Christine is smiling back there. How many of you have read Barbara Brown Taylor's An Altar in the World? I guess Christine and I are the only two, I see. But she, in her book, writes evocatively of 12 different ways that we might encounter God in our everyday lives, including practices like walking on the earth, which he called groundedness, getting lost. And she also provides a reflection on wisdom, which comes from practice as much as from knowledge. Wisdom, she writes, atrophies if it is not walked on a regular basis. And yet she clearly doesn't expect us to take her literally. The easiest practice of reverence I know, Taylor writes, is simply to sit down somewhere outside, preferably near a body of water, and take 20 minutes to observe. She writes, it's not necessary to take on the whole world at first. Just take 3 square feet on earth on which you are sitting, paying close attention to everything that lives within that real estate. It's a powerful book, and yet one that I struggle with, or at least I struggle with the practices that she recommends, the spiritual disciplines that have been around for so long, of paying attention to creation and of taking the time to just be. To just be. If we're going to take seriously what it means to have, as the psalmist says, dominion over the earth and care of God's creation, we need to begin by just being thoughtful and careful observers of that which God has created. And take the time to pay attention. In the last year or so, ecclesiological disasters like the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico, or the nuclear plant that melted down because of the tsunami in Japan, have reminded us about how fragile our relationship with God's creation is, and has led at least some of us to reflect again on the wisdom or the lack of wisdom we have shown in our use of our technological expertise on behalf of our desire for more and more of the resources of God's earth. Trinity Sunday can provide us an opportunity to stand still for a minute, to hear the psalm, to reflect on Lady Wisdom's role in creation, and perceive God's graceful work, the creation, and the ongoing power and spirit of the Creator. And to reflect on God's love made flesh among us and known in Jesus Christ. And to give thanks for God's Spirit, which sustains us right now. The Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustainer. Do we honor the Creator and the creation? Do we take seriously our role as one who has been given dominion, has been entrusted with the care of the creation? Do we take the time to just sit and enjoy and learn and hopefully get some wisdom from God's creation? We all have to answer those questions in our own way.
Amen.